When women reach menopause, they have a choice. They can do nothing, or they can start taking hormones to replace the ones their bodies used to produce. Doctors have been prescribing hormones for more than four decades, but the therapy has risks and benefits that are just now being understood. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on a new study that solidifies the link between hormone replacement therapy and breast cancer.
To figure out just how big the risk of breast cancer is among women taking hormone replacement therapy, epidemiologist Emily White conducted a classic kind of research trial. She and her co-workers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle compared the medical records of about 700 women with breast cancer to records of about 700 women without breast cancer. They looked for things that might explain the breast cancer, things like hormone replacement therapy, or HRT.
And we found that women who used HRT for a long term in the recent past had a 70% increased risk of breast cancer.
To put that another way, for every 100,000 women on hormone therapy five of the last 6 years, there will be an extra 175 cases of breast cancer this year. White also found that the risk was especially high for a rare form of breast cancer that is difficult to detect. Many years ago, doctors embraced HRT as a way to fight heart disease because they noticed that women on it had fewer heart attacks. But a recent study showed that's because the women who chose to take hormones were healthier in the first place. White says HRT isn't looking so good these days.
I think the evidence for the risk of breast cancer in relation to HRT is getting stronger, and the evidence for the benefits from cardiovascular disease is getting weaker, and it is time for us to reevaluate the risk versus benefit ratio for HRT.
There is evidence that hormone replacement therapy may help fight osteoporosis, and it has other benefits, says Mary Lake Polin. She's head of obstetrics and gynecology at Stanford University. She's also director of a drug company that manufactures hormone replacement therapy.
If a woman is becoming menopausal and has hot flashes, can't sleep, wakes up four or five times a night, and doesn't feel well, gets cranky, the HRT can prevent that.
Polin says if there were a tremendous risk of breast cancer, it would have been obvious before this. Still, she admits something is going on.
There probably is a link, but we aren't sophisticated enough to be able to define which individual women are susceptible to breast cancer in the face of HRT.
She says that in the meantime,
patients, and I guess people in general, would like to have absolutes, and they would like to have guarantees. Medicine is not an absolute science, and there are no guarantees.
Because of sometimes conflicting and unclear results in other HRT trials, most researchers throw the decision of whether to take the therapy back on doctors and patients. Most experts in the field are waiting for the results of a large trial started by the U.S. government about 10 years ago. The results are due in a few years. Meanwhile, Stanford's Polin says women have to weigh the risks.
You as a patient have to think about what's important to you and what sorts of things you're afraid of, what you're willing to risk, what you're not willing to risk.
Women shouldn't be discouraged by the lack of clear answers, says Elizabeth Barrett Connor, a physician and epidemiologist with the University of California at San Diego.
It's kind of too bad if you're in the age group that's making a decision in the middle of the confusion, but it's better than having another 50 years of treating women for things that maybe the drug doesn't work for.
She says better than being confused, women can volunteer to be in research trials aimed at figuring out the answer.
Much of what we now know new about estrogen is based on women who participated in clinical trials because they didn't know what to do and they wanted their daughters not to have the same problem.
The new research is described in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.